You know, it's been a few weeks now since Pastor Val and Pastor Frank and myself got together and discussed the Advent assignments. This particular Christmas carol jumped right out at me. Do you see what I see? About the announcement of our Savior, the Savior of the entire world. What came to me that morning as I thought about, do you see what I see, was the question of what the world sees when they see us, when they see the church at large. We're supposed to be shining the light of Jesus into a dark world, sharing a message of hope, peace, and forgiveness. But so often, the light is put under a shade of guilt, shame, and judgment. I almost immediately came up with delivering the message through a lens. The lens of a fictional character who's on the outside. A burned-out radio DJ who's just trying to live life from day to day. I give you Dr. Johnny Fever.
Okay, babies, I don't get it either, but somebody out there likes it. So we'll just keep shoveling through the seasonal syrup here for a few more days. Not too much time left of this good cheer and bad music. Okay, Xmas babies, here's a little tune that, for me, just kind of sums up the spirit of Christmas past, present, and future.
Mind if I come in? Mind if I sit down? You know, up until recently, my station, WKRP in Pitts, Cincinnati, programmed elevator music. We'd gone through a whole slew of program managers. And our station manager, Arthur Carlson, recently hired Andy Travis. He had some changes in mind. I wound up in Cincinnati spinning Lawrence Welk because a few years before, I said the word booger on the air in a station in Los Angeles. You know, got insomnia. Can't get to sleep before 3. And I have to be on the air at 6. This coffee keeps me sharp as a tack. Mind if I lie down?
Addy WKRP.
Good. Because I think she's going to like what we do around here.
Huh?
Yeah. Because I know that I can turn this station around.
Turn it around?
Make money.
Oh, well, in that case, Andrew, you've got a free hand from here on out.
For the time being.
That's good. Where's Norris?
Out that door and down the hall to your left.
Good.
Think you're going to like it? Hey, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
These changes, they wouldn't necessitate the playing of rock and roll music, would they?
Possibly.
You're listening to the Johnny Caravella Show on WKRP in Cincinnati. And now it's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
Hey, listen, I've been thinking. I want to go ahead and change the format today.
Today?
Sure.
Just like that?
Why not?
Well, I don't have any records.
Now you do.
Listen, Andy, it's been quite a while since I worked in a rock station.
So?
So I think maybe you should look for somebody else. About 15 years younger.
You're my man.
Listen, I really appreciate it. I do.
You can do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I
do it.
Well, it's goodbye to the elevator music.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it. I almost forgot, fellow babies. Booger!
You know, even with that format change, Christmas still comes once a year. And Andy insists that I program Yuletide music. Lots of Charlie Brown, Rudolph, Jingle Bells, Frosty the Snowman. You know, there's a lot of Christmas carols, too. And I was playing this one, Do You See What I See, the other day. Well, what did I see? You know, you Christian cats, you think that, you believe that Christmas is about celebrating when Jesus was born, right? And you give gifts to show the gift that Jesus gave you or something like that. In the right neighborhood. And that song, Do You See What I See? I played it. The words say, said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. Said the lamb to the shepherd boy, you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd to the mighty king, we're going up in rank here. Do you know what I know? In your palace walls, mighty king, a child shivers in the cold. Let's bring him silver and gold. And then said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he'll bring us goodness and light. And here's the thing, fellow babies. When I look out, I don't see that little baby or the man that he grew up into. Instead, I see people who are trying to tell me that I have to be like them, even if I don't see the world the same way as they do.
So remember, when you're looking for the live bait fish love most, look for red wigglers.
Red wigglers.
I've seen it.
Would you shut that thing off, Tom?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, Mr. Carlson, what do you got in mind?
Well, I'm just going to ask you fellas not to play those songs anymore.
Yeah, well, you realize, of course, that some of these songs are the biggest hits of the year. And some of them are rock and roll classics.
I know that, but I still say these lyrics are dirty.
No offense, AC, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, well, this eye has beheld this, and I don't see anything there that's beautiful.
Half the time you can't even hear the lyrics.
Well, these people, these curb monitors, they figured out the lyrics.
They sure did. Boy, I can see him now, huddled there in the corner of the church late at night, just playing every record slower and slower. Then suddenly, there's a naughty word!
This means that you're not going to cooperate with me on this, huh?
No, it means I'm not going to cooperate with Curb on this.
Venus?
Well, Mr. Carlson, I think about the lyrics sometime.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, man, you've seen the list. I mean, they don't even have the choice ones. They're a lot more worse than that.
May I say something?
Sure.
All my life, I have seen these kind of people at work. My aunt and uncle were like this. And I'm here to tell you, I have never seen a group of people who were so sure they were right about everything and so sure everybody else was wrong.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Bob Hollier isn't like that.
Yeah, well, maybe. But that man did not come in here and say, we don't like this music, so we're not going to listen to your station anymore. What he said was, we don't like this music. We don't want other people to listen to it anymore. Huh? There's a difference there. I call that censorship.
Doc, I knew somebody was going to use that word.
What else would you call it?
You know, in the end, Carlson stood up to him. He lost some sponsors in the short term, but we bounced back in the long run. You don't like what I play? Change the channel.
Mr. Carlson?
Maybe. What's the nature of your business?
I represent a group of your former listeners, devoted fans of the kind of music you used to play. Haters of rock and roll. We're a small bunch, admittedly, but we're a determined fringe element that cannot be counted upon to do the sensible thing.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
This is Plan B, Mr. Carlson. Take a look. Not a pretty sight, is it? All right, folks, get it.
Heck no, we won't go.
Folks, what do y'all want?
Justice.
Girls.
Experiencing some technical difficulties here in the studio. Please stay tuned. We'll be back as soon as we get it fixed, okay? All right, you two, up against the wall!
Seriously, Mr. Carlson and I have had some talks about God and what God says to his people. We've talked about Jesus. You know, he's supposed to be the Son of God. He's supposed to be God in the flesh, right? You know, those curb people that stands for Clean Up Radio Broadcasting. Those guys seem to think that Jesus has told them that they should go around forcing others to live the way that their religion tells them to live. Carlson told me that this is what Jesus taught instead. This is from the Bible. Matthew, and it's Jesus talking. And he said that when he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all of his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. And then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he'll sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out the sheep and the goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to his left. And the king will say to those on his right, enter you who are blessed by my Father. Take what's coming to you and hit this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. Coffee keeps you. I was homeless, and you gave me a room. I was shivering, and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped the visit, and I was in prison and you came to me. And those sheep are going to say, Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you and thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you? Then the king will say, I'm telling you the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me. Do you see what I see? Those curb guys must have missed that Sunday. They definitely weren't feeding the poor or giving shelter or giving comfort. They're simply on the attack. I wonder how Jesus will judge them. I wonder how he'll judge our resident preacher, Little Ed.
Welcome, fellow wrestlers, to the tag team of your lives. Once again, this is the Reverend Little Ed Pembroke, along with the merciful Sisters of Melody, coming to you live from the studios of WKRP, high atop the Flim Building in downtown Cincinnati.
Fellow strugglers, it has been a troubled week for Little Ed. I was almost pinned to the mat of despair.
Despair? Oh, no.
But I rose to struggle against the very management of this station. And yes, they saw the wisdom of my ways. For though they play the heathen hateful noise known to us as the abomination of rock and roll, I will not speak out against them. And when you do, you might inquire about our Dead Sea Scrolls steak knives, which are free when you make a love offering of $5 or more. And now, brothers and sisters, let's me and you get the devil in a Bulgarian headlock and whip that sucker right through the great soda pop machine in the sky.
We've got the devil.
Sing it.
Come in.
Well, good morning, little brothers. Are we ready to let bygones be bygones?
Yes.
No.
No.
As a matter of fact, yesterday was your last show.
Ooh-wee. Little Ed's got to keep his temper.
Y'all keep it.
Little Ed's got to stay calm.
Oh, yeah, be calm.
Little Ed's got to stay cool.
Hallelujah, be cool. Praise
the Lord.
What you did on your show yesterday was wrong. I'm going to have to insist that you let us out of your contract.
Do I look like I'm crazy to you?
Well, I'd rather not go into that right now.
I'm not letting you out of anything.
Well, then, as a responsible station whose job it is to make sure its programming is above board, I have no choice but to call for an IRS audit of your nonprofit organization.
IRS? You mind if I sit down for a minute? You boys play hard ball, don't you? That is definitely not slow pitch. I bet I do get a little out of hand now and then, but I have my followers, too. People who would still be searching if it weren't for me. Many wrestling fans have told me that. There are people that I sincerely believe I really do help.
Well, we're sorry, Reverend.
Oh, no.
Little Ed's gonna mend his ways. And he's going to pray for all of you. But most especially, he's going to pray for this little fella here. In the hopes that the Lord will mend this broken body and restore to this man some, if not all, of his faculties.
That's a big order, Little Ed.
Never underestimate the power, even when things look hopeless.
I can see.
Do you see what I see? You know, Little Ed was something that can describe most of us. Human. I sincerely believed that he was reaching, he sincerely believed that he was reaching to a certain segment. What he saw was a segment of people that weren't being reached. Wrestling fans. And he reached out to them using his own colorful ways. Putting the devil in a Bulgarian headlock and putting him through the great soda machine in the sky. Should add that to your song list. Talk to your program director. Do you see what I see? I see so many religious types trying to tell me that I need Jesus, that I need to come to church. But there's so many that aren't showing it. They're more like those curb guys, those curb nuts. Or they're more like the nuts that come out each year complaining about the war on Christmas. Those cats really believe they're a persecuted minority. That there's some attack on Christmas or Christian values because there's some who choose to say Happy Holidays or Xmas. Has it not occurred to them that not everybody shares their religion? Do you know what I see? I see a bunch of fools who've had their majority religion. Their holidays off, their Christian holidays, days off as national holidays. Their beliefs printed on our money. And they think they're being persecuted. Do you know what I see? Those of you who aren't part of that curb set or the war on Christmas set, I see those of you who really do practice what Jesus teaches. Some of you really do reflect Christ in His light. And it gets through. You know, Arthur Carlson, Mr. Carlson, he seems to be one of you, one of the Helping Others group, instead of the nutcase crowd. He helped me recently. You see, I thought I was losing my mind.
Who's there? What? Who is it? You love me? And you want me to seek knowledge? Is this God?
Hey,
Johnny.
Hi, Mr. Carlson. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. What are you doing down here?
I'll tell you all about it later, but first...
Now, you talked with God?
I think so.
What did He say?
Well, He said that He loved me and that He wanted me to seek knowledge. It got muffled. It's just crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Why is that crazy? You think people talk to God? God talks to people?
Why not?
Well, why me, then?
Why not you?
What do you say I try to book a double room for us here? I mean, you're...
Johnny, listen to me. God talks to people all the time, every day, all of us.
He does.
Sure, but just look at all the signs around. All you got to be able to do is see them.
Look, I'm not talking about signs, Mr. Carlson. I am talking about a voice that says, "Hi, John, how's it going?"
God said that.
Crazy, huh?
Well, no, it's just I thought he'd be a little more formalized.
Wait a minute. You mean you think that God did... speak to me?
It's possible. But I doubt it.
Why?
Well, you said things got muffled. Yeah. Well, listen, Buster, if God had something He wanted to say, you'd hear it. I wish you never have gotten messages right. Look, Johnny, I don't want you to think I'm forcing my beliefs off on you, but frankly, I think it's okay if you hear a voice that says... it loves you. I think it's okay to hear a voice that says, seek knowledge.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think if I were you, I'd look on this thing as a very special gift.
It doesn't happen to everyone.
It's special, Johnny.
Yeah. Guess it is.
Thank you. Now, if that voice starts telling you that, you know, I want you to hang around the airport naked, then perhaps you better drop back by in.
This voice would never say that. The voice that tells me to get naked at the airport's my own.
Well, just so you know the difference. Now, can we get out of here?
You think I'm sane?
Of course you are. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, Mr. Carlson. Thank you.
Sure.
You know, regardless of what those curb guys tell me, actually more like what Lil Ed told me recently, is I know that God loves me, and I am to seek knowledge, and that he speaks clearly. Do you see what I see? Perhaps instead of thinking that Christ is out of Christmas, trying to get everyone to conform to the way you want, perhaps Christ should be put back into Christians. Later.